Friday, everyone, and welcome back to my summer signature series, The Summer of George. I am Nikki Corbett. I am the host of The Scarlet Edit, and I am so excited to bring to you week three of The Summer of George and my update as to what that has looked like. First of all, if you are watching on YouTube, another different background for you. I'm really enjoying just being able to move about this house that I'm staying in and take advantage of all of the great windows and views. So let's get into what week three of the Summer of George looked like. So it was officially my first full week here in Los Angeles. And I have to say, the energy has just been so, so, so good. I have been doing exactly what I set out to do, which was get out in the world more, make myself uncomfortable, try new things, connect with people, and just see what else is out there. And you might be wondering, like, could I have done this in Scottsdale in my own home? Yeah, I totally could have. But here's the thing, and here's the reason why I felt like coming here to really kind of kick off some new habits was the best thing for me. Because think about it, when you're at home, you're comfortable, you're in your own space, you're cozy, you have your routines, you do stuff, and then you're like, oh, well, I think I'll just work from home. I can just do it here. I don't need to get ready, go out in the world. And then when you add on top of that, that Arizona is hotter than the sun right now. Now, it's crazy because I come from Northern California, and in Northern California, we definitely get weather. It gets over 100 degrees very often, but that desert heat, it feels like it just penetrates into your skin and is almost like reaching your bones. So to get prepared to go outside and to go and do things when you know that that is the weather that you're going to encounter, it can be daunting. So anyway, being here in LA has really, you know, got me to just get up and get moving. Like I mentioned last week, I joined a gym. So every day I've been going there, taking a class, using all of their equipment. It's been so much fun and so enjoyable. After that, I've been able to come back home, freshen up, get ready. And I will say there is something to just getting yourself cleaned up. It doesn't have to be the whole nine yards. It doesn't have to be an everything shower, full glam, full hair, but just freshening up, putting on clothes that feel good on your body, maybe a little bit of makeup, maybe you pull your hair back, maybe you wear it down, whatever you want to do. It just feels good to feel like, you know what, I can go out right now and I will feel good about the way I'm presenting myself. I will feel good if I happen to run into somebody that I know. I will feel good if somebody happens to approach me and strike up a conversation because I feel good about myself right now. If you follow me on Instagram, which if you don't, you should, at thescarlet.edit, there's lots of behind the scenes content going on over there. But I've been working from coffee shops. That, you guys, I know I'm not saying anything revolutionary. I'm well aware, but it has really just changed the game. There's just something about being around other people, whether they're just enjoying their lunch or their coffee and having a conversation, or if you're around other people that are also working, there's just something about it that just kind of gets you in the flow and in the groove and able to just get a lot done. Yesterday, I sat at a coffee shop for 3 hours. I got so much done. And even some things that I wasn't even thinking about just ended up happening. And I was like, wow, that was such great time well spent. Okay, one hot topic on the Summer of George that I still get DMs. My friends are texting me. Give me an update. What's the dating thing like? What's going on? There have been no dates, but there have been small experiences that have made me feel like the energy is flowing. Last weekend, I went to a birthday party for one of my girlfriends, and it was the first time that I had been at a house party that was not like for a child's milestone. So it was really cool to just like meet tons of new people. Everybody was enjoyable to talk to. Everybody was very welcoming. The weather that day was incredible. It was just such a lovely afternoon. And I have to say, one of their friends was very, very handsome. Very handsome. And we spent some time talking to one another. And that was it. It was just conversation. But there is something about the energy of a conversation when you're talking to someone that you find attractive. it just feels good. So that was just nice, you know? Like, I can't really explain it other than that. It wasn't anything groundbreaking. There's nothing that became of it, but it was just nice. And sometimes I think that's what we need. We just need to have a conversation with another human being that we find attractive. When I was younger in my career, there used to be networking events, and I would run from those. I wanted nothing to do with networking. And ultimately, it really boiled down to my own level of self-confidence. I would just think, like, why would I want to go to that? Like, who would want to talk to me? Like, what do I have to offer? But now I love networking. I love meeting new people. I love connecting with people that I've met online on different social media apps and being able to connect in real life. I've made some wonderful friends as a result of doing just that. So the other day, one of my LinkedIn friends, he lives here. He and I met up. He's actually a member of the Soho House, and we went to the one in West Hollywood. The views up there were so cool. You could see all over the place. And we just sat and talked, and we had a couple cocktails, and we shared about our lives. We are both Greek. So, you know, if you know, you know, if you know, you know, you know, as Greek people, when we find each other, we get so excited. But he and I just had a lovely conversation talking about, you know, our lives and where we grew up and how we were raised and what we're doing with our careers. And we talked about travel and food, and just, it was so pleasant. And so, yeah, like, if you have somebody in your network that you've never met in person and you happen to be in their city or they happen to be in yours, get together. It just is fun and it just feels good. So the summer of George, we're keeping it rolling. I am just so excited because this series makes me happy. And I think that we should all do things that make ourselves happy. Tomorrow is the 4th of July. I am excited to celebrate our nation's 250th birthday. I'm actually, once again, doing something different, putting myself out there, going to a party with some friends. So looking forward to meeting even more new people and celebrating and having fun. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being here and following along the Summer of George. As always, the Scarlet Edit, regular Thursday episodes, every Thursday, you can count on it being there in your podcast app. Next week, we have the 1 year anniversary episode. And then next Friday, Summer of George will actually be on the actual 1 year anniversary. So that one, I am just so grateful. I'm so grateful. And I will tell you all about all of the reasons why and some of the things that I have planned for year two of the Scarlet Edit. But for now, Summer of George, week 3, signing off. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you next week. Bye.